Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Second half kickoff, Dave and Logan along with you. Oh, boy. I clicked something on the computer and
yeah, be careful
I've got
with that.
Something covering the screen. All right,
you don't
want to
just click on anything. HR,
no.
HR frowns upon that.
No, I moved the monitor and then whatever I did, something popped up. Mm-mm-mm. It's gone. We're all good.
The morning show has been saved.
This morning, I popped my laptop back on the, the desk, because I had it with me last night, and I pop it back on, and then it's this thing pops up and says, restart required. I just turned it on!
Come on, now.
Come on!
Do it overnight.
Gosh. Anyway, enough of me. The docking station, that's what I was trying to think of. All right, enough of this. Our man Chip Towers from the AJC.com is along with us. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hey, Chip, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you guys today?
We are doing well. Beautiful day today. It's going to be about 60 degrees and plenty of sunshine. But you know what? Never a dull moment in the old Georgia Bulldogs universe. Or at least it seems that way anyway.
Especially on Fridays, it seems.
Yeah, Jeff and Chris on the home team Friday afternoons, they call it the old Friday afternoon news dump, and there is definitely something to be said for that. And since you bring that up, that was kind of what happened this past Friday with the James Coley situation, where we found out that he was on his way to College Station, Texas. Take us through a little bit of what you know that went on with all of that, and do we just assume that at some point, and I know it happens when you assume, but is Buster Faulkner going to be Georgia's next full-time assistant coach? But what kind of stuff's going on with all of that?
Yeah, well, stuff's not surprising, and it's surprising, right? I mean, you know, with the James Coley thing, you know, we kind of read the tea leaves. You know, ever since Todd Monken showed up, you know, kind of a funny aside on all this is, you know, you gotta look at this from a logical standpoint. I mean, you know, when Todd Monken was announced to be Georgia's offensive coordinator, and James Coley was sort of vaguely referred to as assistant head coach, there are some realities that go with all that, not the least of which is James Coley has to get out of his office. You know, the offensive coordinator's office has a specific office in the second floor of the Bud Spear building, and Monken was on the scene that very weekend for recruiting and everything else. So, you know, he's having to move in, he's having to move out. You kind of figured, I don't doubt that Kirby Smart tried to broker a situation where maybe James Coley could stay, but also understand why James Coley wouldn't want to stay in those circumstances. And so now it's semi-official because it's on James Coley's Twitter page, though Texas A&M, I haven't checked, you know, Texas A&M's website today. Maybe people out there in the Radioverse can Google it while we're talking, but I haven't heard an official announcement yet for Texas A&M, but James Coley's Twitter page now says tight ends coach at Texas A&M, so that's pretty much official. And then Buster Faulkner being there, it never really made a lot of sense for him to take a $100,000 pay cut to come from Southern Miss as an offensive coordinator to Georgia to be an offensive analyst. I suspect that I expect him to coach quarterbacks, Todd Monken to be offensive coordinator, Todd Hartley, who has extensive experience as a special teams coach. I would assume that he will assume Scott Fountain's special teams duties, whether whole or in part, and either continue to be tight ends coach or do that full time. That would give Georgia back, you know, 10 full-time assistants again, would sort of check all the boxes in terms of on-field duties, and for all practical purposes, you know, be the end of what is a pretty tumultuous, you know, off-season after the bowl game for Kirby Smart's staff. But who knows? I mean, there could be more changes afoot. It's, you know, kind of the way the world we live in now with Kirby. Kirby doesn't, you know, doesn't have much availability after the bowl game, and he doesn't tend to share his plans in great detail at any point. And so, but that's what it looks like based on anecdotal and, you know, sourceful evidence, I guess. Is that a word?
It is now.
Mm-hmm.
It is now.
Yeah.
I just used it, and we all understand what
and we knew what you
here.
Meant, so there we go. By the way, Marshall Malchow, how do you say his last name? Malcho?
Yeah.
That was kind of flying under the radar, but how big of a deal is that?
That's kind of a big deal. I actually haven't, you know, reported that per se, and I want to weigh in. I was listening to you guys on my 960 The Ref app.
Thank you.
As
hey,
I
good
drove show. Into Atlanta, blowing off all those Atlanta stations to listen
Thank
to
you,
my
Chip.
Local 960 The Ref as I drove into Atlanta. I'm into Atlanta today, and you know, it's not, you know, I have not reported that yet, though I'd seen that Marshall Malchow, who is the personnel director, so I think this is not a small thing. Mm-hmm. Again, haven't had a chance to discuss it with Kirby, got no idea what the plan is for filling that void. But, you know, that is what I would call, you know, it's not really a senior administrative, but it's almost a senior administrative position in the football office. Now, I'm, you know, look, this is a talk radio show, so we're just talking here, right?
This
That's
is
right. different
yeah.
than a tweet, and this is different than a report. But, you know, Marshall Malchow, and I'm not sure if I tell you pronounce his last name. I apologize to him.
Same here. I should know, and I don't.
I don't. We need to get we need to get Scott Howard's enunciation chart.
That's right.
Malchow.
Yeah.
Malchow.
Exactly.
But anyway, he was kind of swept up by association with all that stuff that resulted in the recruiting office.
Yeah.
Changes back at, what was that, a year ago, you know, that there were some NCAA secondary violations.
Right.
Both those people were direct reports to Marshall. And, you know, I heard that, his backside was heated up a little bit over the whole situation. I don't know that that's part of this. Again, this is just talk radio. This is just a tweet. This is just a talk radio discussion. But, you know, he may have needed to move. I don't know. But that, you know, a lot of change in a short amount of time. You know, it's usually you see this type of ingress and egress on a staff after a bad season. But, you know, Georgia's coming off 11-2, which maybe in Kirby's world, the world we live in now, is a bad season. You didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You didn't win the national championship. Shame on you. You need to reshuffle your entire staff.
And by the way, he does list himself now on Twitter as Marshall MTAMU, and he says Texas A&M and College Station, Texas. So it's kind of like Coach Coley. You know, you go to Twitter to find out how people are identifying themselves, and then that's what you get there as far as he goes.
Which was what was so weird about the James Coley situation, you know. We follow these things almost in clues now, you know, because James Coley – He had not changed his Twitter profile. He was still identified as a Georgia assistant coach, but he took all references, you know, on his profile pic that had him in Georgia clothes, Georgia coaching clothes, and put his family portrait up there. Nobody had Georgia. And so it was kind of like a subtle, yeah, I'm not going to be at Georgia much longer. And sure enough, you know, a couple of days later, his profile's completely changed to tight ends coach, which is, you know, a heck of a get for the Aggies, I think.
I do too. Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the AJC.com.
So, Chip, I know all these changes, and you used the word a couple of moments ago, tumultuous, as far as the coaching overhaul and all the changes coming to the Georgia program. But from a fan standpoint, now I know an upset fan or a fan clamoring for change doesn't and probably shouldn't have any effect on what Kirby does. But all the fans that were screaming for changes all during that 2019 season on the offense, they've got that now. So they should be, I guess, excited into the offseason. But how should a Georgia fan feels that maybe wasn't excited about the offense in 2019 and what they're going to get in 2020?
Well, fans are great. I mean, unless you're in the first year of an offensive coordinator, they want another one. I mean, that is the most thankless job of all jobs in all of sports, I think, is the offensive coordinator and play caller. Just like a quarterback, you know, too much blame, too much credit, and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm sure there's a lot of, people sitting at the bar when that news first came out, high-fiving. I told they were listening. Kirby was listening to me. He saw my tweet, you know.
That's right.
And he reacted accordingly. Much less subtly. I mean, you just look at what's happened in college football the past couple of years. The teams that have won the national championship the last 4 or 5 years have averaged 40 points a game or better. That's just the way it's gone. And, Kirby is, I'm sure, has always recognized that. But there's also, you know, the complication of, you know, personnel versus philosophy. So you can only run an offense or defense that your personnel is capable of operating. And I think Jake Fromm loves to go fast. He always has. Houston County, he loved to go fast, but that's different than what I understand a Todd Monken offense is going to look like. This is not as much hurry up and go as much as it's hurry up and throw, as in deep. You know, I mean, Georgia's not going to abandon their running game. And look, I do think there's a little bit of danger. You know, the whole RBU thing could be impacted a little bit. We'll have to see on the field what it looks like. But the bottom line on Monken and what's exciting about him is that famous video clip of him at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers press conference when he says, I don't want any more 5-yard plays. Don't talk to me about 5-yard plays. I want explosive plays. And that's what he wants to do, and that's his charge under Kirby. I mean, Kirby talked about it to great length prior to the bowl game. You know, we want to be more explosive. We want big plays. And, he can draw them up and give them to you. And the good news for Georgia is that defense is coming back, pretty much intact. And, if you can fashion an offensive line that can give you some protection and Jamie Newman can do what he's expected to do, and some of these young receivers are going to have to materialize and show their stuff really quick. But I suspect Georgia's going to be fairly significantly different looking on offense this year.
Chip Towers, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com. This time last week, you were getting ready to depart for Lexington. Game aside, how did your trip to Kentucky go last week?
Well, it was great. You know, it's a beautiful drive up through there. I hadn't made the drive in a long time, so I forgot how, those of us who live in Georgia have probably made that hike over Mount Eagle to Nashville a lot of times, and it's kind of like that on I-75 for an extended period of time once you get on the other side of Knoxville. So it's a beautiful drive, but it's a long drive, and unfortunately, I've seen that game now 111 times in Rupp Arena, where Georgia falls behind early, fights back, gets a one-point lead. It's competitive. Some weird kind of officials call, in this case, a technical for slapping the backboard and a flop call. And the next thing Georgia's down 10 again. They were very competitive. The one that got me was this past weekend. I was really disappointed to see the Bulldogs lose at home to Ole Miss, especially in the wake of me writing a story about getting to the postseason was still possible for Georgia. However, that formula did not include losing at home to Ole Miss. So they've got some work to do, and you know, we'll see tonight. They got a really big game on the road against Missouri, a team very similar to themselves, 1-5 in the league, I think. They're both desperate to get a win, and Missouri's going to be sitting there thinking that Georgia can be had, and Georgia's thinking we better get something done pretty quick, or all doors are going to shut on any type of postseason goal.
By the way, if you leave now, you'll be there at tip-off if you're headed to Columbia.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things. Look, this is the unfortunate truth. You know, in journalism, as we talk about it today, you know, we weigh those things in an 8:30 p.m. tip-off at Missouri against 2-1-5, between 2-1-5 SEC teams. You know, we're not going. We're at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We're not going to spend all that money to get out there and write that report. And, you know, analytics show us, too, when there's a loss, you know, roughly half or more of your readership goes down. They're not going to read because they don't want to read. I just saw it. I don't want to read about what happened in the game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's kind of one of the realities we deal with.
Which,
if you don't mind me segueing here, listening to you guys, yeah, the whole Twitter thing drives me bananas. And you know, a tweet is not a report. I repeat, a tweet is not a report. And that drives me crazy. People that use Twitter as a news outlet, I think, are that you can't even begin to call them a journalist. That's not a place to report. You can, you know, you can say things and you can react things, but if you know, I'm at C Towers AJC on Twitter, and I appreciate everybody who already follows me there. And if you don't, to please give me a follow.
Yeah, definitely, they should.
I will comment this and that and other thing occasionally, but when it comes to reporting, there will be a link included on anything that I report on Twitter to my website that makes it official. And so, you know, some people may look at me and go that he's a little slow on the news, but it's not news until it's official. It's not official until it's official. And so I'm not going to play around with that. When everything's been, you know, checked out, then I'm going to weigh in on it. And that's the way I look at it. But the Kobe Bryant thing was just really what a whirlwind, what an incredible sort of lesson in you know, what the world is like right now.
Yeah.
Because anybody in the world can post anything they want, and if it gets picked up by enough places, you know, the algorithms make it take off in and of itself. And it's a dangerous thing, and it's a beautiful thing. We all know everything much quicker. I mean, there's a tidal wave in Indonesia. We know it within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and that's a great thing. But that was certainly a tragic situation and so sad, and it's disappointing that some people got some stuff wrong, but I get it. That's just kind of the world we live in now.
As far as the Kobe Bryant thing itself, you did some great reporting, by the way, not on Twitter, but in a report on your actual article. It's kind of interesting. We have a pretty close connection to Kobe Bryant right here in Athens with John Linen, the assistant coach who played for a rival high school of Kobe Bryant. You got to talk to him this week, and how did this ripple effect through the actual Georgia basketball program?
Well, that, you know, that's really fascinating, you know, because you got to think, I mean, Kobe Bryant played in the league for 20 years, y'all. I mean, that's just unbelievable that anybody could play a professional sport for that long. And I think we all agree that he could have kept playing if he wanted to. It was more of a choice than it was a forced issue. But that means that these 18 to 22-year-old players, almost all of them, Ant-Man among them, Jordan Harris among them, you know, looked at Kobe Bryant as a, you know, they all emulate somebody, and Kobe Bryant, LeBron James are kind of that, you know, the latest generation's heroes, and they grow up emulating these guys and try to play. I mean, oh, look at that. Look at the way he moves to his left, and and does that move. And they'll do the exact same move, same way with Michael Jordan in the years before. But, you know, in particular, in the case of John Linehan, he has actually played high school and AAU ball and could call Kobe Bryant a friend. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he was emotional a day later. And they talked about, they had a split session practice on Sunday. And so the players break up after the first practice, and then the other players are coming into the gym. And it's that second wave of players who had gotten the social media notifications that this had happened. And Tom Crean, you know, called everybody together, and, you know, they talked about it. And I thought it showed another side of Tom Crean that we haven't seen, that he is a man of faith. And he talked to his team about this is why it's important that you got to have a God, you got to have somebody you pray to, you got to have somebody you believe in, because it can all be gone in a second for any of us. No matter what your situation is, you don't have to have a helicopter that you take to work. You know, anything can happen at any time, as we learn every day in life. And he talked to those kids about that. And you know, anybody in the game of basketball knows who Kobe Bryant is, and he's a transcendent personality beyond basketball. And it's just such a tragedy. And it's disappointing that so many people got the initial news wrong. But you know, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's better news for the Bryant family, and you just hate it for those other families involved.
Absolutely.
Just goes to show you too, like with Coach Linehan and you know, being an assistant here, I guess if there's like legendary players for offense, he was a legendary player for defense. But just goes to show you where Kobe, you know, touched so many different people over the years too. And even, you know, you've got a University of Georgia connection. You can even take Coach Crean one step further with, you know, coaching Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade was very, very emotional about the Kobe situation as well. So
very emotional and very close. Yeah, there are a lot of connections there.
Chip, always enjoy having you on. We do appreciate it, my man. And safe travels out to Columbia. Oh wait, I'm kidding. Well, listen to the
safe travels back to Athens today. I'm in Atlanta, and believe me, after that commute this morning, you know, I appreciate everybody's prayers for a safe return this afternoon.
Today's the anniversary of Snowpocalypse. I can tell you, they're not expecting snow this afternoon, so you're in good shape, Chip.
You know, I'm not proud to say that I was a victim in Snowpocalypse. I got stuck over in North Atlanta and had to be Chipper Jones didn't bail me out, but a friend in Roswell Country Club with a Jeep, or his neighbor's Jeep, bailed me and my sister out trying to make it to my father's for a celebrate his birthday. I remember it well.
Oh, wow. Wow, very cool. Well,
I'll take sunny and 60 instead. How about that?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Chip. Safe travels back to Athens.
All right.
Well, bye, buddy.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, Chip Towers, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.